if there's 40% for a project, and you can basically do the project with ChatGPT, well, it creates huge problems in terms of authenticating work. So it also creates problems with equity, because if you really want to do very well, you won't go for the free version of generative AI, you'll go for the paid version. And in terms of, you know, the student declaring, you know, that that some of it is generated by AI, they don't need to do that either. And I mean, the ridiculous thing is, how is anyone going to know? Because at the moment, there is no way of determining whether the material is generated by AI or not. If you simply copy and paste an article that someone else wrote, there are programs that can detect that this thing has been published before. It's been, you're just plagiarizing material. But ChatGPT and the such, you can't do that. That's one of its. It generates the material.
And Pork, I've just a question in relation to one point you brought up there. A good point in terms of equity, and that there could be, that it could create almost a disparity between people, that it could benefit others who could afford perhaps a more polished version of ChatGPT or an AI. And do you think that could definitely have, it could give some children perhaps an unfair advantage over others?
There's no doubt. If you want to do this, you'll be getting the paid version of ChatGPT. Is only one. I mean, Google has its own one. It used to be called Bard. And there's a Microsoft one as well. So there's loads of them. There's 15 that I'm aware of, or 20 different types of programs for generative AI. ChatGPT is probably the most common. But you can get the free version, and then you can get the latest, newest release version, which is a paid version. And obviously, you get extra advantages with the paid version. So absolutely, it's bringing equality issues into the mix. But I mean, there's a ridiculous situation here. Teachers are asked to sign off that this is the student's own work. They can't. It's impossible.